We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Got a false start. That's on me, not Tim. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, commonly known as COPD, affects more than 16 million Americans, and I know firsthand because my dad died from it, and it was a rough way to see him go, and I know it was even tougher for him, but it's a condition that's largely preventable. Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, joins us now to discuss COPD and the best way to reduce your risk of developing it. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Hey, Tommy, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm great. You like the cold weather? You don't. I forgot.
Yeah, not so much, but it does feel nice this morning. No humidity.
Hang on a couple of days because it's going to be in the 80s for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Let's begin, I guess, with a definition. What is COPD?
Sure, yeah. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is really kind of an umbrella term that we use to describe a couple of different chronic lung diseases, in particular emphysema and chronic bronchitis. And it can be a little bit confusing, you know, a big long word, but if you break it down, it really does make sense. So chronic means that it's a long-lasting disease, and it's going to require attention from your doctor, you know, long-term. And then obstructive means that there's a problem with air flowing through the lungs. It's blocked or obstructed, so it makes it harder to get air in and out. And then obstruction is really, that's swelling or even extra mucus inside the lungs that cause that congestion. And then pulmonary obviously means that it affects the lungs.
So you mentioned that COPD describes conditions like chronic bronchitis. Let's start there. What is chronic bronchitis?
Yeah, so chronic bronchitis is really, it's a long-term inflammation of the tubes that bring air into the lungs. Those are called the bronchi. And when those are inflamed, it actually causes wheezing or shortness of breath. People can actually get more frequent infections and definitely have problems with cough and increased mucus production. And it's important to point out that it's different from acute bronchitis, which a lot of people get. Kids, younger adults, definitely can get acute bronchitis, which is really infectious. It's self-limited. And then another condition that people get confused with is asthma. But keep in mind that asthma, that can have some similar symptoms, is actually reversible with medications, whereas COPD is not completely reversible.
How about emphysema? What is that?
Yeah, so emphysema, which is really, it's a chronic condition with a lot of damage to the air sacs in the lungs. And when you get damage to those air sacs, it can create really actually holes in your lungs. We call them blebs. And these blebs make it difficult or sometimes impossible to oxygenate your blood. And that damage, once it happens, is irreversible. And it decreases your lung function. Some people can even get a lung collapse from emphysema. So if you're really severe emphysema, then you can't take a deep breath. You know, people actually physically look barrel-chested because they've got a lot of air trapped in their chest.
Well, what is that, Doc, barrel-chested? Like a big...
Yeah, really a large chest, actually. You know, normally people's chest is a little bit flatter. People who have that air trapped are going to puff up a little bit. So if you've seen somebody with kind of a puffy barrel chest, that typically is a sign of emphysema.
Wow. What causes COPD?
Absolutely the number one cause is cigarette smoking. You know, it's the most common cause, and really cigarette smoking accounts for about 8 out of 10 COPD deaths in the United States. And it is directly related to how much you smoke and how long you have smoked for. You know, the more you smoke, the greater your risk is. But keep in mind that, pipe smokers and cigar smokers, they're not exempt from this. And people who live with someone who smokes and they're exposed to a lot of secondhand smoke can also develop COPD as well.
Can you get COPD other than secondhand smoke if you've never smoked?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, about 24% of adults with COPD have never smoked a cigarette in their lives, you know, and secondhand smoke is really one of the biggest causes of that. But the other things that can cause it, things like air pollution, chemical fumes, or even dust that are found in certain workplaces, those substances can really irritate your lungs. And it actually is even exponentially worse if you smoke and you're exposed to those substances as well. And then another thing to keep in mind, people with really long-standing untreated asthma can actually progress to COPD as well. And then the last cause is really, there is a genetic component to it, but there's a lot of studies being done as to who actually can develop this within families as well.
I know what the answer to this question is because I saw my dad suffer with it for the last 10 years of his life. For people that don't know, Doc, what are the symptoms of COPD?
Yeah, they're very classic. So if you've known anybody with it, like you said, Tommy, it's very clear what's going on. But, you know, typically people will have shortness of breath. They may get winded very easily. They're definitely going to have a cough and some wheezing. They are susceptible to frequent respiratory infections, so they may have pneumonias or flus, you know, a lot of chest colds. They can get some chest tightness because it's so difficult to breathe. And then they have this excess mucus production, so it's a very wet cough when you hear them coughing. And then because they can't oxygenate very well, they typically are fatigued, so they may not be able to walk and get around the house and really do things, you know, that normal people can do. And those symptoms usually worsen over time. They really do limit your ability to do, you know, daily duties. So if you have any of those symptoms, you want to talk to your doctor about whether or not you might have COPD.
All right, let's take a break. We come back, we'll talk about how COPD is diagnosed with talking to our friend Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer at People's Health, about COPD, chronic obstructive, help me out, Doc.
Pulmonary disease. You almost got it there.
I was close. 8:20 and a half more when we return. Time for traffic now on WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. B, our friend Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, and we're talking about COPD, and we just talked about the symptoms. Now we're going to talk about how is it diagnosed. Doctor, how is a person diagnosed with COPD?
Yeah, so fortunately, the diagnosis is not too difficult to make. You know, any lung disorder, we're going to check a chest x-ray. Emphysema, in particular, is really visible on a chest x-ray because it's an anatomical disease with those blebs or holes that develop in your lungs. And then the other major test that we do is something called spirometry. And spirometry, for anyone who's had it, they know it's where you breathe into a tube, and we actually measure your lung volume, so how much air you can get in and out. But we also measure how quickly you can blow the air out of your lungs, because COPD is really, it's an obstructive disease, like I mentioned, so it makes it difficult to get the air out as well as in. So anytime we see that decreased expiration, that is a sign that this could be COPD. So those are usually the two things your doctor will do.
Some of the complications that are associated with COPD?
Yeah, probably the two biggest associations with COPD are going to be heart disease and lung cancer, because we see those so commonly intertwined with COPD. But, you know, like I mentioned before, people with COPD are much more likely to catch respiratory infections as well. So things like colds, the flu, or pneumonias, and they typically, when they get them, they're more severe than they would be in someone without COPD. So that's the reason why if you have these symptoms, you really want to talk to your doctor.
So COPD can't be cured, but it can be treated?
Yeah, that's the fortunate thing. It absolutely can be treated. You know, COPD is a progressive disease, which means that, you know, it starts, but it actually continues to get worse as it progresses. So that's why treatment is so important. You want to manage your symptoms and really reduce the risk of those other associated conditions. absolutely the most important thing for somebody to do, hopefully prior to developing COPD, but certainly after, is to quit smoking. You know, you got to talk with your doctor about smoking cessation, because like I mentioned, the duration of smoking, the amount that you've been smoking, that is directly related to the severity of your COPD. So if you stop now, then you have a chance of the COPD not continuing to worsen. And then the other thing is really, you know, to exercise your lungs. You've got to use them. And with COPD, they get very, you know, stiff and sticky. And so you want to try to exercise them by doing regular exercise, things that help your blood circulate, helps get oxygen throughout your body, and really kind of builds up those respiratory muscles so it makes breathing easier. So any sort of exercise that's going to make you breathe a little bit harder is going to be good for you. And it's going to be tough with COPD, but it's very important that you do that.
And some other treatment options?
Yeah, we do have a lot of medications that we can use. In particular, inhaled medications can be very helpful to treat the symptoms. Some people may even require oxygen therapy, and oxygen can actually reduce your risk of progressing to worse disease or even dying. So that's people you see kind of pushing a tank around. You know, with the exercise piece, like I mentioned, pulmonary rehabilitation is very important. There are professionals that can actually help rehab your lungs. And then ultimately, you may need surgery. Even a lung transplant may be necessary in really severe cases of COPD. You know, the one thing I will mention, though, because this is critical, especially this time of year, anyone with COPD needs to make sure they're up to date on their vaccinations. You know, flu, pneumonia, even something like shingles, you want to make sure you get vaccinated against those, because if you have COPD, they're going to be a lot more severe.
And that was the case with my dad when he got sick. He got a lot sicker than most people did. Can COPD be prevented?
Yeah, it can be. I mean, the absolute best way to prevent it is don't smoke. You know, either never start, or if you're smoking right now, you've got to quit. You know, and if you do have an exposure in your work area, talk to your supervisor. Make sure you're using protective equipment, because there are safety measures you can take in those work environments to prevent future lung disease from occurring.
Doc, I don't want to lecture anybody, but having gone through it with my father, I know people that are smoking right now, they think sometimes that it, okay, I got to die of something, but they think it's going to be quick. And with COPD, it is not. He suffered for 10 years, and I think people need to heed what it is you're telling them.
Absolutely, absolutely. I hope they're listening, definitely.
Thank you, sir. Have a good week.
Thanks, Tommy. You too.
To find out more about People's Health, you go to peopleshealth.com. The Medicare open enrollment period ends on December 7th, as a matter of fact, and today is December 1st. So you can figure out how many days you have left. That's next Wednesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.